Thanks for tuning in to WISO on WISO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. Dayton Children's Hospital broke ground Thursday on a new 8-story building on its campus. As WISO's Jerry Kenney reports, the center is part of a long-term plan to improve patient care.
Officials at Children's say their current facilities can't serve all their needs. The 260,000-square-foot tower will house a new intensive care unit for newborns, a cancer and blood disorder center, and new patient care units. But the president and CEO at Dayton Children's, Deborah Feldman, says the long-term plan is about improving the hospital, not necessarily expanding it.
I go around the community and I talk to groups. 90% even more have been touched somehow by this hospital. Their children, their grandchildren, their nieces, their nephews. And so we need to make sure that this hospital remains strong for them.
Feldman says most of the tower's construction will be completed by local contractors, and the design had input from a kids' advisory council. 18-year-old Kelsey Collins was one of four young advisors.
We started with what we wanted the outside to look like, so then we moved to the inside, and do we want trees in there? And we went into colors and things that we wanted and now have a beautiful tower to build.
Collins says the building's exterior will feature a special paint that changes colors from blues to greens in different sunlight. The tower is part of a $141 million campus renovation and is expected to be completed by 2017. Jerry Kenney, WYSO.